Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, welcoming you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time for 18-plus years. If you are brand new to this call, welcome, welcome, welcome. We do record this call. It is available for playback by noon Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, the following day of the call. That would be tomorrow, each and every Wednesday. This call is available at calls, C-A-L-L-S, dot goldenmastermind.com. A lot of exciting information and insight going on at Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. We're about to launch our brand new three-tiered website, a state-of-the-art website that we've been working on for the last 6 months. That will be available in about 30 days or so. I have a list of events where I will be speaking in the next 3 to 4 months, where I will be crisscrossing the country. Last Saturday, I was in beautiful South Carolina, had the privilege of spending some great time with some of my great clients. And this Saturday, I will be in Missoula, Montana. That is practically the corners of the country. The most recent generic event that will be available for attendees will be Saturday, October 18th. I'll be in Denver, Colorado. October 25th, Buffalo, New York. November 1st, Boston, Massachusetts. November 15th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. November 22nd, Los Angeles, California. My first ever trip to Long Island, New York on December 6th. I want to thank Joy Schoenholtz and Kelly Bartolini for hosting that event for me. On December 20th, the last event of 2015, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll start the year fresh January 10th in San Francisco, California. That will be actually in Pleasanton, California, which is the East Bay of San Francisco. And that will be a fabulous event that will be hosted by me. And then on January 15th, I will be at the Hard Rock Hotel with Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, and myself from noon to 4, hosting a one-afternoon millionaire blueprint. There is registration available on my website at goldenmastermind.com. And you can purchase a ticket for all of $20. In 2015, very exciting times. I'll be speaking in many different places that I've never spoken before. And I will be speaking in St. Louis, Missouri, one of my adopted hometowns, as I spent a large percent of my life living in Northwest Missouri in Kansas City, Missouri. I am a diehard St. Louis Cardinal fan. That will be my first ever speaking engagement in St. Louis, Missouri, and that would be on March 7th. I will be in many different cities in 2015. If you'd like me to speak in your city, feel free to contact me at 209-932-0227. 209-932-0227. If you are seeking personal coaching and one-on-one mentoring, I've been a success coach for 18 plus years. And what I do is absolutely full-time. It is very unique. On an average day, I coach 12 to 13 hours, Monday through Wednesday, 12 hours on Thursday, speak on Saturday, and do it all over again. So if you're seeking one-on-one attention, some special mentoring, you want to address an addiction, or you want to learn how to brand yourself, enhance your ability to sell and market or create a multitude of leverage businesses so that you can have multiple streams of income, I have coached over 50,000 plus hours. That's 5 times the 10,000 hour habits. I have coached many people who went on to become exceptional business owners, multipreneurs, 6 and some 7-figure income earners. In the last 3+ years, 3 of my exceptional female clients have gone on to max out their company's compensation plan. I'm extremely proud of those, and many of the people I coach are in the process of doing that in their specific companies. So if you're looking for someone to coach you, you can call me directly at 209-932-0227. I presently have a 12 to a 14 week waiting list for my coaching, and I will be raising my rates at the first of the year. I have, as I said, so if you want to be coaching with me at the first of the year, contact me at 209-932-0227. 0227. And with that, we will move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have some very specific content for you on how to affect your law of attraction, how to raise your vibration, how to raise your awareness, and how to improve your level of consciousness. And anything that you do is going to be a direct reflection of events that have shaped your feelings, but most importantly, your perception of the events. And what hinders many good people with good intentions and poor delivery is anxiety, an overwhelmed, anxious state that keeps most of society doing what they do neurologically, which leads to an emotional state where they feel overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, with anxiety about abandonment, rejection, etc. These are some of the common causes that keeps many good people stuck. And if you have anxiety about success, how you're going to keep it, how you're going to manage it, how you're going to control it, your left brain will create a solution called procrastination. Procrastination means to avoid. You have to be able to silence your inner chatter. You have to let go of the noise that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. You also have to take a good look at your unresolved anger that keeps you overwhelmed, pissed off, and in a state of disappointment. Now, next Tuesday night, I'm going to bring to the call one of my exceptional friends, Frederick Lehrman. Frederick is an exceptional money master, a master of prosperity consciousness, someone who's practiced the art of Tai Chi for over 40-plus years as a master. He brings the absolute unequivocal prosperity consciousness to the universe. And he was very instrumental in some of my early letting go processes going back to 1996. But what does it really mean to let go? And then most importantly, how will that affect your awareness? How will that affect your consciousness? How will that affect what you attract? Now, your attractor factor is going to be a direct reflection of this: who you grew up with, the events that shaped your feelings, the perception of the events, how you were conditioned to behave. If you grew up in a violent home, a dysfunctional home, an alcoholic home, if you had passive-aggressive parents, an aggressive parent, brothers and sisters who traumatized or tortured you, if you have to become a grown-up before your time, if you had to give your money to your family to support their addictions, habits, or lifestyle, or you had money stolen from you by parents and siblings and nothing was done about that, then there's a high probability that's affected your neurological condition that has become your behavior. Anxiety is not in your DNA. You're not born into anxiety. It's not neurological. And it's not hereditary. Addictions are not hereditary. Addictions are based on events, and then once again, the cause that creates the effect. But if your communication and language style is a direct reflection of your inaction, then there's a high probability you are living in denial. If you desire to let go of the control that keeps you controlling, feeling out of control, and you never really get around to building your enterprise, then my coaching is specifically targeted for those events. Now, if you don't want to coach with me and you want to be able to do it yourself, that's unequivocally cool. And I'm going to give you some insight that will show you how to let go of the anxiety that keeps you attracting the same situation over and over and feeling disappointed. Letting go of control is not linear. It's not physical. It's not something you wrestle with. The word worry is a very common word that shows up in a large percent of society's communication style. I wrote a single post today that said, what is the benefit of worry? Well, the answer is nothing. But the byproduct of worry is feeling overwhelmed. And when you start to worry about what you cannot control, then you are effectively processing. And if you're an addicted processor, that means you live in your head. You do the same thing over and over. You have challenges answering questions. You have to say the right thing. You're conditioned to explain, validate, justify. If that's your communication style, then you will have challenges attracting the kind of people that you require to collaborate, have prosperity partners, and build a fundamental foundational business that you can create 6- and 7-figure income results from the comfort of your home. You must also factor this, that you've been conditioned. This is a really key point when you start to understand conditions that are behaviors. The educational system and the government have colluded to teach people how to live in their left brain. Now, if you are in your left brain, then you are very easily controlled. Your left brain is your analytical egoic mind. It's your intelligent factor. It's your IQ. But you've been conditioned to read from left to right. A lot of what you do is from left to right. That means that your autonomic nervous system is conditioned to go automatically to thinking. Now, is there anything wrong with thinking? Unequivocally not. But if thinking becomes processing and processing is your identity, then there's a high probability that you're going to live in a checked out state, overwhelmed, in an outer body experience, not really being aware of what's going on in your not only your reality, but the cosmic universe, meaning that your spirituality is going to be affected by your inability to be connected. And if you're disconnected or unplugged, then there's a high probability that you'll have very low self-esteem, which will lead to a series of addictions. Yes, I know, I'm talking about you. Some of you are going, oh my God, yes, that is correct. I have coached over 50,000 plus hours. I have 26 years of my own sobriety, 14 years of being an addict, and I have a deep understanding of cause and effect, the neurological network, why we do what we do, how addiction is formed, and how to release and let go of an addictive emotional state specifically based on events that keep you anxious. Now, the thought of being successful, well, it should emote feelings of pleasure, of joy, of love, of peace and enlightenment. And there's a part of your identity that says, oh, God, I want that so bad. In reality, instead of wanting it bad, you should desire it good. You want to feel good. Nothing, you don't require anything to be bad. You have suffered enough. However, what happens to a large percent of society, they've been so conditioned to be in their left brain, they've been managed, micromanaged, told what to do, they have to follow protocol, they have to follow a blueprint, and outside of that sheeple mentality, a large percent of society has challenges doing this, being self-directed. Once you step into self-direct mode, i.e. free enterprise, entrepreneurship, your left brain is going to scream to solve the problem. Wait a minute, this is not familiar. Your ego, which is probably bigger than your bank account, which doesn't mean you're arrogant or eccentric, it means that you are very scared and you live in an overwhelmed, anxious, worried state about survival. But someone who really is a well-versed entrepreneur does not focus on surviving. We focus on thriving. And you want to be able to use words like flourish instead of struggle or waving the struggler's hit parade or the struggler's flag. You want to be able to flourish. You want to be able to, in free enterprise, attract and or create what the free market will bear. Now, what's interesting about free enterprise is the world of free enterprise is filled with millionaires who are not very talented. Sounds contradictory, doesn't it? Well, if you are going to be an athlete, an actress, an entertainer, if you wanted to win an Emmy, a Golden Globe, or an Oscar, well, you have to be extremely talented. If you are a singer and you want to get a record contract, or you want to play in the National Football League, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, as we are now into the Fall Classic, the playoffs, and the World Series, or if you wanted to play in the National Basketball Association, the PGA, the LPGA, or any professional sport, then you have to be extremely talented. To succeed in business, you can make up for talent. You can make up what you lack in talent with skills and habits. Habits will make or break you. But if your emotional habits are poor, you check out, you're overwhelmed, you have challenges being organized, you don't make your bed, you get up on the wrong side of the bed, and you're lost in the sauce, then you're going to have challenges mastering the moving parts of success. Success has many moving parts, as does the money. And if you're in an overwhelmed neurological state based on conditions that are behavior, then you'll have challenges prospecting, selling, closing sales, creating transactions, writing sales copy, marketing, understanding social media. How do I create leads? I don't understand social media. I put out one post and no one bought from me. No kidding. It means you're not a master at it. You have to be able to develop a list. You have to be able to create a culture, brand yourself. You have to be able to create a situation that people perceive you to be interesting. And also understand that social media will reward you for an algorithm based on your looks, likes, and your popularity. The more popular you become, and it's not a popularity contest, it means people begin to follow you because you are interesting. You're interesting because you're skilled at posting inspiration, motivation, recipes, before and after pictures, lifestyle photos, photos from other speakers, etc. It means that you start to become very good at creating a media message. It means you start to begin to self-promote yourself. However, that becomes very challenging when you have no self-esteem and you say things like, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. So that creates a very low vibration. Now, how do you raise that? Very simple. And then what I'm going to cover tonight is spelled S-I-M-P-L-E. When you live a very simple, humble life, non-complicated, then you can master the moving parts of success. But when you're in complication, that contradicts simplicity. When you're overwhelmed, you can't be simple. When you're unorganized, you cannot be simple. When you have a very, very routine, simple system to succeed in that you can not only duplicate yourself one day at a time over a long career, simplicity can be taught. Brilliance and being overwhelmed and being a contradiction cannot be taught. It can't be duplicated. It's not going to be a recipe for success. When you begin to let go of control, what does that mean? It means your hands aren't on a guardrail. You're not handcuffed. You're not under any pressure. It means you let go of the way you process, think, analyze, worry, get scared, anxious, live in fear, live in doubt. These are the emotional states that will take you out of flow, i.e. the hands freeze zone. And if you want to create the compounded effect where 2 plus 2, or i.e. 2 squared, 2 plus 2 equals 16 rather than 4, then you have to be able to create the leverage required to become prosperous. And the number one place you start to leverage yourself is your word. If you want to raise your vibrations, improve the quality of your words. If you want to raise your vibration, be aware of the words you speak into existence that create your reality. Words do not return void. What does that mean? It means what a man thinketh, a man attracteth. What a man speaketh, a man attracteth. And the more you understand cause and effect, oh my God, I can't believe this always happens to me. I knew this would happen. I'd go to the concert, but there probably won't be a parking parking space for me. That's what many people say. Oh my God, this is really hard. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't believe how difficult this is. I thought I'd have a lot more success. I should be further along. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. This is very common communication style with self, i.e. self-talk. The fundamental foundation of your transformation that will raise your level of consciousness is learning how to be present. Taking a deep breath and releasing from the lower abdomen, releasing from your diaphragm, releasing from your sexual energy, is a reset. It resets your neurological network, which means for a few seconds, it contradicts or negates the past or the future. It's a shutdown factor. It shuts down all the anxiety that's going on, puts you back in an emotional state called peace. And the more you breathe, the more you're going to let go. The more you hold on, the more you're going to process, the more you're going to think, the more you're going to evaluate, the more you're going to be in an outer body experience. But when you start to come in your body, you're grounded, you're in the transformation process, you don't put the pressure on yourself that was put on you by passive-aggressive people in your circle of influence, you stop explaining, justifying, and validating, and you learn a state called B-E-I-N-G. It's a present awareness. It's a present moment awareness state where there is no pressure, there is no time, there is no future, there is no past, there is only the present. That is called now. And it's not an airy-fairy spiritual state that you sit around and you chant in. I mean, chanting is good. It's not a place that you sit in a geodesic dome and hum. It's a very simple place. You don't have to go to a hypnotherapist. You don't have to go to a Reiki master, although all those modalities are great for healing. But it's a very simple state where you can take a deep breath. You can sit anywhere in the world. You can sit on a bench. You can sit on the ground. You can sit on your ass. You can sit in your chair. You can stand up. You can lay down. It's very simple. Take a breath. That breath will be your life force. But when you don't breathe, when you hold on, when you process, I know it sounds simple, doesn't it? So simple that most people won't do it because they want something that's difficult. They want something that's hard. They want to be told what to do instead of being told what to do. Factor this. If you want to raise your level of consciousness, practice this. Simple, common, practical sense. That's right. common sense. Common sense costs you nothing. One of the best programs you can ever enter, any 12-step program, the tuition's $19.95. That's the cost of Codependent No More, or any level of Big Book that will give you a recipe to change the quality of your life. When you start to let go and practice simple simplicity, when you start to operate on a one-day, 30-day, 90-day game plan, when what you do is easy, when what you do is simple, when you have dedicated blocks of time, when you become very clear with who you are, when you have clearly defined short-term goals, when you actually have a goal about yourself, that is a novel idea. I've been traveling the globe, mostly America, though, for the last 10 years, but I used to travel the world and I would ask a series of questions about people's purpose, their goals, their aspirations, what they wanted to become, what they wanted to do in their life, and unfortunately, about 90% of the population do not have clearly defined goals. Most of their goals are about someone else because they're too guilty to state what their real purpose is. They've been conditioned that they're selfish if they do anything for themselves. And when you come from feeling selfish, guilty, or you have shame, that's the lowest transmutation of energy that you can possibly send your mixed signal. But as you begin to let go of control and start to love yourself, it costs you nothing for a therapist to love yourself. And no one's going to give you permission to succeed but you. And your success is going to be based on this, how you feel. But if you're successful, or what other people say is successful, and you're beautiful and other people tell you you're beautiful, but you don't hear them because all the noise that's going on, and someone's complimenting you because they see the light behind your eyes, but the darkness in your soul resonates greater than the darkness or the light behind your eyes, then you won't even hear the compliment. You'll say, yeah, but. You'll deflect the compliment because you have no self-esteem. Then the people that really want to reward you begin to dissipate because you're not hearing their compliments. You only hear the noise based on the past events. That will keep you in a very overwhelmed, anxious state that will lead to depression, anxiety, medication, and addictions. Now, if you've suffered enough and you're ready to let go, to raise your level of consciousness is awareness. Awareness means I am here, I am now. It means that you stop putting so much pressure on yourself, you let go of judgment, you let go of the people in your circle of influence that tell you you're not good enough, you'll never make it, you'll never succeed, grow up, get real, stop chasing rainbows, them things don't work, that's a pyramid, oh, you'll go bankrupt in real estate, you'll never make it as a day trader, are you kidding? That is really risky. Well, what's risky is trading time for dollars for someone else because your neck is constantly in a noose. You're only going to get paid what a job is worth. Most people that have a job live a very unfulfilled life because they're not recognized for their brilliance. But if you want to bring your brilliance to free enterprise and you want to create what the free market will bear, then you will require to master this. Number one, habits, meaning repetition and experience. As you begin to practice the art of ease and you stop making situations so hard and you let go of terms like phone fear, I fear that plastic instrument that's on my desk because the phone might reject me. Actually, that's not even proper because really what has happened, your anxiety about rejection is a direct reflection of past events that you now have a story around. And when you continue to transmute, feel, state, speak into existence, a story that isn't real to avoid perceived pain that isn't real, now you have a recipe for procrastination. Procrastination in Latin means to avoid. But for you to ever become proficient and a professional or effective in your chosen vocation, you must let go of your preconceived ideas about the future. You must let go of your identity about being rejected. I'll coach 12 to 13 hours a day. 9 or 10 of my clients will walk me through their rejection issues. I always say the same thing. No one tells you no. Several people tell you they're not interested. A large percent of the population will tell you they will get back with you. I'll also state to you right here that the fortune's not in the follow-up. The fortune is in closing the transaction. The fortune is in the leverage. You can follow up with people. You can stalk them, chase them, beg them, cajole them, and bribe them, but that doesn't mean that you can collaborate with them. When you are desperate, when you come from a very low vibrational state based on your depravity, your desperation, and then you're going to attract the same kind of perpetrators, violators, codependent, weak people to fulfill your feelings of disappointment. But when you become, when you transmit, transmute, send a knit signal, speak into existence from inspiration, and yesterday is history. What happened yesterday has no bearing on who you are today unless you give it power. And your relatives, people in your circle of influence, the people you've been divorced, the people you've been through challenges with, if you continue to rent them space and give them power that they're not even seeking, then you will stay overwhelmed in a very low vibrational energy. But if you begin to let go and not give significance to events that aren't relevant, as you begin to let go of control of the perceived outcome, as you stop worrying about the people in your team, are they going to make it, are they going to make it, are they going to make it? Oh my God, I better go manage their volume. I better go in their back office, their front office, their back door, their front door. I better nurture them. I better take care of them. I better do everything for them. That's not independence, that's codependence. When you have to control others for your results, then you're controlling your control to be out of control. And you'll have a very low law of the lid when it comes to money. It means you'll only be able to achieve a certain amount of money because you can't let go of control of letting other people, number one, fail and or succeed. A large percent of the population in the world will fail, not because they're failures, but they will fail to engage. They would rather tiptoe quietly through life. They are not willing to risk for reward. They're more concerned with failing than they are succeeding. And a large percent of society never gets off the launching pad. Back in the old days of network marketing and direct sales, when we didn't have online systems, when there was no downloads, when there was no emails, when there was no websites, we used to actually have to sell a kit. So for $50, you had to buy kits from your company, and every kit had a distributor application in it. You couldn't go online and enroll, and the only way you could get an application was you had to buy a kit. And what happened to a lot of people, they would never even open their kit. It would sit there with this plastic handle with its free products in it for $50 and its little, your little manual on how to be successful. And a lot of people would never pull that plastic handle on top and open their kit because it represented a contradiction. Success contradicts struggle. This is the very reason that many people don't engage in the rules of engagement. They keep getting ready to get ready. They wait till the pain is great enough, till a tragic, mythical, magical moment called rock bottom arrives. And when they're at rock bottom, then it's like, oh my God, I've got to get my ass in gear. I've been late my whole life, so why not be late for my success? Why not just get overwhelmed and never even show up? That's what a lot of people do. It might be showtime, but it's not show up time for most Americans. When you factor that only 47% of the American culture actually pays taxes, another 53% is given a hand out for whatever reason, that means that we, the business owners, we, the people, we carry the freight. We pay self-employment tax, employee tax. We pay taxes upon taxes on the tax we've been taxed. We pay taxes on equipment we actually own, we don't even use, don't even have anymore, because we wrote it off 10 years ago. Our city can tax us for that tax. And if you're going to own a business and free enterprise, you have to understand that the business will not give you freedom. The business will keep you from having a job. It means that you better be your best employee. You are self-employed. And because you own a business, you can create leverage in your enterprise. Because you own a business, you must also become its best employee. And because you own a business, you have to have the skills that the business requires to be in business. And to be in business, you eventually have to have this word, P-R-O-F-I-T, profit. Now, Jim Rohn was famous for saying the statement, profit is better than wages. Well, that is correct, because a job is going to pay you what a job is worth. But for you to attract the people to your reality that you can collaborate with, that will buy your products and services, that will see your value, that will see the inherent value that you bring or the inherent value that you market, for you to be able to sell your products and services, you must have self-esteem. That means you must raise your level of awareness, your level of consciousness, your vibration. Emotionally, we vibrate at cycles per second. We are energetic beings. And different emotions calibrate out and are measured at different emotional wavelengths. The lowest level of transmutation is guilt and shame and grief. Those are some of the lowest levels of transmutation. Some of the higher levels of transmutation, where you feel love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment, you're going to attract a different situation, a different opportunity, and a different type of person to your reality. So when you live in a much more aware state, you understand that no one's rejecting you, you're not taking situations personally, you can move through a lot more opportunities a lot quicker. Business is not a numbers game, although the law of averages must be in your favor. You must have enough numbers in your wheelhouse that you can have enough sales, enough people buying your products and services, enough people joining your culture that you create the profit word. And sometimes you have to be a prophet, a prophet, to create the profit. It means you have to be able to believe in the invisible. You have to borrow from the future. You have to have a belief, a sense of certainty larger than your problem. When you have problems, dwelling on them creates the compound and problematic effect called anxiety. But when you focus on the solution, when you focus on creativity, when you focus on results, when you focus on improving your attractor factor, when you're not so concerned that you can't attract anyone to your reality because you're broken, you're overwhelmed, you're addicted, you're financially challenged, you've been through a divorce, when you use your excuses to fulfill your disappointment, then you'll continue to attract people and situations to give you a biochemical craving you're addicted to, anxiety that leads to disappointment. Now, when you have a better understanding of cause that creates the effect, when you let go of words like, I don't know, I don't know why I do this, my whole childhood was a blur, I don't remember, I have a terrible memory, when you continue to state this over and over, then you will continue to live in denial. When you let go, when you pull back, when you're able to view from afar, when you're able to see the whole picture, when you're able to see life in 360 degrees, when you're able to let go of control, when you can be present and be in the now, that what you attract will change. When you don't come from pressure, anxiety, and worry, then you're going to come from joy, love, bliss, power, enlightenment, and spirituality. When you come from that place, then you don't get bound up, wound up, you don't find yourself in drama, in chaos, you don't feel suicidal, addicted, overwhelmed. You feel enlightened. It means that you can take situations for what they are. It means you have a personality and a demeanor where your lows are very, very high and your lows are very, very low. It means you live in a much more flatline effect. You don't laugh and check out when nothing's funny. You can see a situation for what it is. You're as cool as the other side of the pillow. You glide. You're an easyologist. You practice the art of ease. You have ice in your veins. You do not get rattled. You can take it to the hole. You're able to go downtown. You can turn on a dime. These are all metaphors for ease. You can create the crossover step. You have dexterity. You don't have a gap and a delay in your emotional communication style. Now, this is a key component when it comes to connecting. If you seek to raise your vibration, if you seek to attract people that you can create 6- and 7-figure income results with, if you want your lead box to blow up, if you want to be a person of influence and affluence, if you want to max out your company's compensation plan and live the good life, if you want to be able to be a 6-figure income earner, a 6-figure monthly income earner, a 7-figure income earner, an 8-figure income earner, a philanthropist, or someone of influence and affluence, then you have to be able to attract people that you can collaborate with. You have to be able to master this. The 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. You have to learn to ask the questions in a sequence. You have to be able to prospect. You have to be able to fact find, interview people, and master the art of persuasion. You also have to understand how predictable people are, why people do what they do. You learn not to take it personal. There's not a lot of information to learn. There's a little bit to learn one day at a time. Over a long career, when you break it down and keep life simple, you have a much higher law of average of attracting someone who sees you for the simple person that you really are. But when you're a complicated, overwhelmed, neurotic wreck, you're not very attractive. But when you're very simple, when you're duplicatable, when you feel cleaned up, when you feel brushed up, when you have some self-esteem, when you're in the flow, you're in the game, other people sense and feel your energy. That kind of calm, quiet, cool demeanor is the kind of person who can go in a foxhole, get the job done, sit on their helmet, and eat a sandwich. It's the kind of person who can score a touchdown, and they hand the football to the referee, and they go back and do what they're supposed to do, rest on the bench, and stay in the game. When you hit a home run and you can circle the bases like you've been there before, and you don't have to show anyone up or showboat, then you are a professional. When you can lose as gracefully as you win, then you are a professional. When you don't take losses, lumps, challenges, or people who don't see your value personally, then you're a champ, you're not a chump. But when you can stay in the flow, ITF, when you can see situations for the relativity that they're relative, when you don't take situations personal, when you're able to be a person of influence and affluence, when you can set very calm and very still and silent power, people can feel you. I watched a woman on the way home Saturday from South Carolina. She talked 6 hours nonstop. She was loud, abrasive, ridiculous, and she never shut the, you know what, up. She talked the whole time. She got up and talked, she sat down and talked, and she was filled with drama in her circle of influence. I was able to just watch this whole story going on out of the corner of my eye. The old me would have lost my composure. I would have confronted her. I would have made a scene, pissed her off, and I would have been one of two fools that would have argued. This time around, this half of life is cool as the other side of the pillow. Learn to let go of that which does not serve you. Being right is overrated. Being in conflict is overrated. Having a very even level of consciousness is very underrated. When you can't get your cage rattled, when you don't take it personally, when your demeanor is able to be in the flow, when you don't have to be provoked, when you're not in conflict consciousness, you're a lot more attractive. The kind of attractive when it comes to the law of attraction, because attraction is based on attractiveness. Is your energy attractive, or is your energy frenetic? Is your energy overwhelmed? Is your energy dramatic? Is your energy in chaos? Are you angry? Do you send a mixed signal in your unresolved anger? Do you have such low vibration that you're telepathically sending a mixed signal that you're coming from guilt and shame? When you send those kinds of signals, you will attract violators, perpetrators, codependents, and other people who require you to take care of. When you come from that kind of poverty mindset, when you come from that kind of low emotional state, you'll continue to track the same situation over and over. Raising your level of consciousness starts with letting go. It's preceded by a different set of word choices. The more that you understand that words are law, words do not return void, you start to use words that are based on present tense, committed words, decide words, decision words. When you say, I'll commit rather than what I need to do, when you start to commit, emotionally commit, your body will follow. Your body will not follow you to a commitment unless you commit in your language structure. But when your language structure is non-committal, then your body won't follow you. It will lead you to a place called inaction or not action. So when you're in inaction, then you're safe, then you don't fail, and then you end up disappointed because you're guilty for not taking the action. Then you end up shoulding, shooting. You should all over yourself. But when you have suffered enough, when you're ready to let go, and you're ready to learn a new discipline, and you stop asking how questions. The most overrated questions that your analytical, egoic mind that will identify with is how. How do I do it? And what so many people want is they want technical know-how. Instead of technical know-how, learn spiritual know-how, meaning trust your intuition. Instead of asking your uplines, your downlines, your crosslines, your mentors, how do I, 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 how do I habitually how do that I don't so I can get what I won't. That's what so many people want. They want TK, technical know-how. What about street sense, the value of street sense? What does that mean? It means hustle. When you start to understand and let go of having to know everything, when you have to be right, when you're a neurotic perfectionist, when you can't get off the launching pad because you do not have the script, you know that those top-tier income earners have a different script you have because the script you have is attracting the broke dicks that you attract. But when you continue to hold on to that script, that type of ideology, the ideology, when you hold on to that kind of ideology, and when you think that you're not getting the love, no one's giving you the goods, and the script you have is not getting you to the land of promise, then you can put your script down and learn to operate in the hands-free zone. Connecting is connecting. If you want to raise your vibrational level, connect with yourself. Come from love. Come from power. Come from peace. Come from discipline. Come from organization. Come from a place that you've never been before, out of control. Come from a place where you can really start to empower yourself so you can empower others. Focus less on being perfect. Focus more on being effective. I'll say it again. Focus less on being perfect. Focus more on being effective. Would you rather be effective and win or perfect and lose? Would you rather be effective and gain experience or perfect and watch? And you don't have to sit next to someone and watch them prospect. You have to prospect. But when you go, oh, my God, I can't call someone that I don't know. I can't call someone out of the blue. What does out of the blue actually mean? Is that a place? Is that a city? Is that a state? Is that an emotional state? I don't know if I can call anyone out of the blue. How do you know it's even that color? All you're doing is calling. When you can call and let go of control, when you can be in the hands-free zone, when you can ask a series of questions without concern or consumption about the outcome, then you'll begin to attract a different type of situation and person to your reality. Your attractor factor is going to be a direct reflection of how you feel about self. When you are competent, confident, have self-esteem, have self-awareness, are consciously aware, aren't concerned with the outcome, when you can smile and dial, when you can let go of feeling rejected and or abandoned, when you can be who you've always deserved to be, when you can be here now, when you're not consumed with the mistakes that could happen that you'll end up avoiding by procrastinating, then you can start. And the art of the start means what you do daily. Success is based on this key principle, what you do daily. But what you do or don't do will determine your results. And if you continue to do procrastination rather than production, then you will continue to attract the same situation over and over to fulfill your feelings. When you have anxiety about success, and this is a common phenomenon comes from the word phenomenal. But when you come from this type of phenomenon, when you are anxious about how you're going to control success, how you're going to manage success, how you're going to keep success, how you're going to get success, how you're going to keep your team successful, how you're going to control them into successful, you're overwhelmed and you fail before you start. When you learn the one day at a time principle, when it's the simple discipline practiced one day at a time over a dedicated block of time, you will begin to change. You require repetition experience to understand the inner game. You can't learn the inner game by the outer game. The only way you learn the inner game is by being in the zen of the experience. That means there's nothing black and white, and you learn to massage the different situations that you learn to manage your emotional state. When you start to massage yourself and aren't so rigid, when you're not so controlled, when you're not so judgmental, then you can actually attract people who you can collaborate with in a higher law of average. You also must be realistic, objective, and understand cause and effect, why people do what they do, why they buy what they buy, and understand people's predictability. Human beings are predictable, and the more you understand their predictability, the more you understand their buying habits and their behaviors. When you start to understand the laws that govern money, the laws that govern marketing, when you start to understand brand wars, how people brand, how commercial advertising is written and used to persuade the populace to pick up signals and messages in their unconscious mind, so when they walk into a store, it connects, dopamine gets released, and they make a purchase. When you understand that dynamic, you will start to market yourself differently. But if your left brain continues to tell you that you'll get rejected, you'll get abandoned, then you'll avoid the perceived pain to continue to transmute a very low vibrational state, which leads to anxiety. There is no benefit in being addicted. There is no benefit in being in anxiety, and there is no benefit in worry. The benefactors of them, though, is you get to avoid success. You get to avoid responsibility. And you don't fail, but you stay disappointed. Now, that is not a recipe for prosperity. That is the recipe for tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at your grave safely, paying the pain of regret. But if you want to pay the price of success, then you have to master an emotional state that's conducive to attracting people that you can connect with. Connecting is nothing more than asking questions. The questions that you learn to ask to connect are small talk, fact-finding, rapport building, and then persuasion questions. And when you start to master these questions in a sequence, and you start to do the same thing over and over, it becomes auto-suggestion, automatic, autonomic, in your autonomic nervous system. It means you're no longer in fight or flight. You're not in pain. You're in gain. You're in peace and release. You're not in neglect and regret. You're in the now. And when you're in the present, in the now, in the flow, you're in prosperity, and you'll be able to attract more prosperity seekers to your reality from that state of awareness. What happened to me in 1995, 94, is I ended up in over $100,000 worth of credit card debt. The man I'm going to introduce you to on next Tuesday call, I started listening to his audio cassette series. Yes, there used to be cassettes back in the 80s and the 90s, and I was listening to a 6-cassette series called Prosperity Consciousness Daily to raise my level of awareness. That's the first place I ever heard the term, your dialogue with money. The more you understand how money is created, how money is generated through value and service and free enterprise, the more you understand how automatic money is through shopping carts, websites, e-commerce accounts, the more you understand people's buying habits and your behaviors, the more you understand what they buy, the more you understand their buying signals, the more you understand how when they release dopamine and or cry, they're much more receptive to purchasing what you have. When you can create the safe environment where people feel comfortable, when you're not sending a mixed message, you contradict the value by having no value, by sending a mixed message that says, please take a look at this, but don't buy from me so I can be disappointed. I'm going to present to you, I'm going to fail the presentation to justify my low self-esteem, so let's get this over quickly while I fumble through my words so I can go home, get lost in the sauce, have a double crown royal in a Dixie cup, an Adderall, an Ambien, raid the refrigerator, eat the cheesecake, eat the genetically modified organisms, stuff my feelings before I go to bed because I've white-knuckled it all day with all this overwhelmed disappointment that I've been carrying around. Now, when you're ready to let go of that 10-foot grandfather clock that you inherited through your passive-aggressive acquaintances on your journey, then you will not live in unresolved anger, you will not live in regret, you will not live in an overwhelmed, anxious, addicted state that leads to alcoholism, drug addiction, food addiction, compulsive spending, gambling, sex addictions, anorexia, bulimia, and a multitude of other biochemical overwhelmed addictive states that lead to procrastination and disappointment, then you can move to a place called the hands-free zone. And in the hands-free zone, there is no control. When you can put your feet on the ground and you can lead with your non-dominant foot, so if you're right-handed, you're able to put your left foot on the ground because that is your ground foot. Your right foot is the foot you move. That's the move where your juice is. Your left foot with your right hand is how you ground. Your right foot is where you're able to make that move, and you have to be able to make your moves before you're ready. That means you have to have dexterity, make crossover moves, have hand-eye coordination, athletic ability, aptitude for selling and marketing, money. You have to develop the money skills. Money is a very fast equation. And if it doesn't find your bank account, it will find someone's account who understands it. But if you don't understand money and play dumb like most people do and live in liability debt and don't take responsibility for your actions and continue to file bankruptcy over and over because you're not responsible, WTF, how can you ever attract the people who are responsible, who have a money consciousness, who are aware, who are looking for people to collaborate with, who are opportunists? But when you continue to use self-talk that says, wow, I can't, you know, network marketing has a really bad rapport, it has a bad rap out here, you know, and there's no one in my city. Well, I come from a city of 7,500. If you ever heard the song by Montgomery and Gentry, two country singers from Kentucky, they have a song called My Town. That was my town with the water tower. I came from a town of 7,500 people. My grandfather was a millionaire in a town of 2,000 people. We are conservative Americans. We are the people who own businesses. We stand for something. We salute our flag and we open doors for elders and women. We mean something. We stand for something. We pay our taxes. We pay the freight way out here. See, that when you come from that, when you have pride and dignity about owning a business, when you understand cause and effect, when you don't take situations so personal, when you can get in the game rather than avoiding the game. How can you win the game when you avoid the game? What, you think that mythically, magically, someday the success fairy is going to come down and say, voila, it's your time, it's your turn. We're going to grant you with those two people you've been waiting for. You haven't paid any dues. You don't get your ass in the chair. You couldn't close your ass with both hands on it. But we're going to give you those two people you've been waiting for. It ain't going to happen, cousin. It does not work like that. You're going to earn your success the good old-fashioned way, one day at a time, through simple discipline, by letting go of your anxiety, by developing a self-esteem that's healthy to connect with other people, by letting go of your addicted relationships that you have guilt, resentment, and disappointment about. When you get seduced by your relatives and stop letting them move in and violate you, when you let go of all these preconceived notions about how you're supposed to take care of everyone, when you let go of the guilt of being success, when you stop worrying about how other people are going to perceive you, when you let go of all your preconceived, overwhelmed, addicted, unorganized drama, and you let go, you can change. And I've seen some exceptional people do it, and it is a process. You may see the glory, but there's always a story. And when your story isn't conducive to a story of success, it's a story of failure, then you'll continue to create the same situation over and over to fulfill your feelings that you're biochemically addicted to. How do you raise your level of consciousness? Here's a few simple ways. Number one, breathing. Number two, simple meditation. You don't have to go to a yogi to learn meditation. You don't have to go to yoga to learn meditation, although yoga is a very good exercise. Any discipline that will teach you how to breathe, how to let go, how to live some level of disciplined life, how to start to have a structure, a system, so you're not overwhelmed and unorganized. When you start to clean up your life, when you start to throw out and purge all the bullshit and all the junk that you've hung on to for all these years, because mythically, magically, you might require those toys that you've been saving for the last 39 years. When you go up in the attic and do a purge, when you start to do an emotional fast, when you start to fast from some of the people that no longer serve you, when you let go of the food that's toxic, when you let go of the thoughts that are toxic, you will begin to change what you attract. Simple breathing, simple letting go, affirmations, speak in present tense, change your word structure, and then start to pay attention to other people who are successful. If you cannot hire me to be your coach, then model what I do. If you don't want to model me, model someone that is successful. That means you watch them. You pay attention. I used to model Tony Robbins. I used to watch him frequently on his infomercials in the 80s when he was the poster boy for neuro-linguistic programming. I've watched in the thousands of infomercials to understand how marketing techniques are used to affect the buying populace to buy a $59.95 product in the next 2 minutes and 97 seconds. The more you understand this type of behavior, the more you understand cause and effect, how to persuade people, how to create influence, how to inspire people, then you will begin to attract a different situation than you have been attracting. You have to learn how to be rather than do. Your left brain wants to know what to do. Your right brain is more about what you're being. Your left brain wants to know the technical know-how. Please, please tell me now, as Duran used to say. Please, please tell me how, where that script is that's going to mythically, magically allow people to sign up with me. It's not the script. It's the person behind the script. It's the energy. The script is the words on paper. You are the cause. The effect is what's going on. But when you start to understand why you do what you do, then you can address the cause. Then you can change who and what you attract. Your belief means your sense of certainty. Your belief or your disbelief is going to determine what you attract. But when you're not sure, when you're not certain, when you don't know, then you'll continue to attract people and situations to fulfill this. But when you say things like, yeah, but, it amazes me how many people I coach, they ask me a question, I give them the answer in mid-sentence, their autonomic nervous system goes into fight or flight, defense and sensitivity mode, and they go, yeah, but, you don't understand my situation, I'm uniquely screwed up. Yes, I do understand. I'm recovering from some of those feelings myself. I do understand. Rock bottom is a very overrated state to write your book from. You don't require that chapter in your book. What you require is peace, love, prosperity, joy, bliss. You require people in your life who will give you compliments. You require people in life that you can share love with. And if you can't find it in your family, find it in your business, because there are plenty of people who are looking for what you have. But when you tell yourself, well, no one's going to sign up with me, that's so you get to be right to fulfill your disappointment. When you let go of being disappointed, then you can find bliss. Then you can find joy. Then your attractor factor begins to change. My attractor factor began to change drastically in 1990 when I purchased a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I'll say it again so you don't send me a Facebook message. The Game of Life and How to Play It. The author's name is Florence, just like the city, Shin, just like your leg, S-H-I-N-N. She has written a book in 1925 called The Game of Life and How to Play It. Chapter 3 focuses on the power of word. Your words are your law, your words don't return void, and your words and what you write and what you speak are going to be a direct reflection of what you attract. And I want to thank you very much for being on tonight's call. Once again, if you are seeking a coach one-on-one mentoring, if you want to connect with me before the first of the year and have a coaching session in early January, then contact me immediately, 209-932-0227. Now, in about 60 days, my new website will be available, but I'm going to offer a pre-purchase of some of the downloadable products that I will be offering. In my new website, when it comes out, I'm going to offer a mastermind library of every piece of content that I've ever created, well over 20 CD products. But for those of you who have not ever listened to any of my downloads or my old CDs or my cassettes, you can purchase some of that content tonight. It's a $997 value. That is correct. $997 worth of downloadable, what used to be my signature CD products. And that would be The Psychology of Closing, Personalities for Success, about the four main personalities, and a multitude of other CDs, Mindset Consciousness, the retail for $997. You've already purchased tonight $197 worth of my downloads, and you will have those automatically in the morning between 8 and 10 o'clock. You'll have access to 50 hours worth of content. You may purchase that for $197 by going to goldenmastermind.com/digital library. That's digital library. That's goldenmastermind.com/digital library. It is my unequivocal privilege and pleasure to have been your guest and host on tonight's call. Once again, if you want to get a hold of me directly, that would be 209 209- 972-932-0227. Next Saturday, I will be in Denver, Colorado. That is the 18th of October, followed by the 25th. I will be in Buffalo, New York. And then in early November, mid-November, I will be in Philadelphia. With that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight's call. This call is officially a call. Have an outstanding evening as we're already in the first week of October. And you want to close really strong this year. So everyone have a great evening. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Good night, everyone.